There's there a good summer tune, Shotgun, George Ezra. Kevin McGarren, good afternoon.
Hello, Raymond.
Do you have summer tunes that you go to when the sun shines?
Well, when you mentioned it, the first thing came to mind was California Love. You know that one? California Love. Is it Tupac? That's her. That's a jam, man. Like, I want to drive around rat mines with the windows open listening to that.
Yeah, but you want one of those cars that go up and down. The other ones you see.
Just put a few heavy lads in the back. Get the rugby team.
You'd have the arm out for that driver's tan.
Yeah, I have one solid farmer's tan on one side.
I was trying to think of all the different types of tans you can get in this country. There's the
trucker tan.
Trucker tan, that's the arm out the window.
Yeah. Farmer's tan.
Yeah, is there a sunroof? That's just getting the head burnt
for
off.
For bald lads, yeah.
Yeah. For bald lads, yeah. But I was thinking on my own. Yeah, right, okay. Great to see you. So the Cat Laughs comes around very quickly, and that's next weekend.
It does, man, yeah. We're hitting Kilkenny next weekend. It's honestly the highlight of my year. It's such good crack.
Kilkenny, how many years is it going?
Oh my God, I would say 30 at least.
Yes, I remember in the first couple of years, Woody Harrelson was there.
No way.
Yeah.
No way. Yeah, was he doing a tight 10 or what was he?
I don't know.
Was just
Woody
there
Harrelson, yeah.
Knocking about.
And then a lot of famous people over the years, I'm trying to think other people. Cillian Murphy was hanging around 1 year. And then I remember 1 year we were down there and we were doing a program and John Bishop wanted to get on and we said, no, sorry,
John. Come back to us when you're famous. We're not willing to take a punt on you.
Can't always get it right.
RT are so good at recognising talent.
That was Today FM.
Oh, was it Today FM?
Today FM, yes. You see, there you go.
So you can throw them under the bus now.
Yeah, no. It was us. It was us. We made a call on a Saturday morning down at Kilkenny. How many years have you been going?
Oh, God. I would say maybe 10 at this stage, yeah.
Will you explain to people who haven't been why it's so special?
Well, the city itself, like Kilkenny is a beautiful city and it's compact. So you bump into a lot of famous people. It's such a small little city. So it's usually great weather. Everyone's in a good mood. It's kind of like summer camp for comedians and an excuse for us all to spend time and get away from our families.
And there's loads of different venues. So on the bill one night there'll be three and an MC and then you might be doing two gigs in the one night, so you have to walk from one to the other and then you'll be bumping into each other on the street, that
sort
of thing.
Yeah, I mean, like I've got two kids now, so I'm only going down for one day, so I'm doing three shows in the one day, so that's you're flitting from one to the next, you know.
And it's because you've children.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, when you've no kids, like I was spending 4 days down there and coming back and going straight to the hospital. But you have to be a bit more responsible now these days. So I think I'm allowed one day.
Because you just had a baby when you were on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, we had Jesse about 6 weeks before. He was 6 weeks old when I started.
Right.
And looking back on it now, that sounds insane.
It was insane.
Yeah, Siobhan was doing a lot of heavy lifting for 4 months.
But you hadn't planned to do Dancing with the Stars, was
it? I thought you were going
to
say you hadn't planned on having the child.
I don't know.
What kind of gotcha journalism is this? No, I was called in at the last minute.
Right.
I was the last one added to the bill, yeah. So I was out doing my Christmas shopping at the time. And they were like, do you want to do Dancing with the Stars? I turned to Siobhan, do we want to do Dancing with the Stars? And she said, yeah, absolutely.
And did you not say, but you were heavily pregnant with our child?
He was born at that stage.
Oh, was he? Sorry, was he? Six weeks?
It was really close. It was really, like, I literally left, where were we shopping? We left Liffey Valley, I think, or wherever we were. And I went straight into costume that day, like, you know.
Right.
Oh, there was no messing
about. So it was a late call-up, yeah.
A late call-up.
I've spoken to loads of people who've done Dancing with the Stars, and I think for people who haven't done it, they sort of nearly laugh at how intense people say it is.
Yeah.
It can't be that bad.
Yeah.
But
it is.
It is.
100% it is. Like, they tell you on the way in, they're like, you have to do, contractually, you have to do 12 hours a week. So you're like, grand, I'll meet my contract. But then your dancer is like, I need you 5 hours a day, every day.
Right.
So it was very intense. Like, I don't think I was really prepared for it. Or Siobhan either, like, you know.
So the toughest thing you've ever done?
I definitely say so, yeah.
But I mean, you can understand why people...
The bar is low for that, though. I've never really... You know, maybe the bog was hard.
One day.
in the bog was tough. Yeah. Silage season wasn't a pleasant.
I did one day picking fruit. That was tough.
Yeah.
That
was picking
tough.
Stones was never fun.
Oh, I did picking stones as well. Yeah, that's a mad one, wasn't it?
Yeah, too many stones.
Where do we put them? I can't remember.
The
where
stones?
We put them. Yeah, you just throw them into the ditch or what?
Where do we put them stones? Do we sell them to a gravel factory or something?
I can't remember collecting the stones anywhere. I remember doing a lot of bending and throwing of stones, but I can't remember where they went.
It was essentially child labour laws were very lax in the 80s.
Did you ever
and
90s. Cut thistles?
Cut thistles? That's no, what, I picked boholons.
What are boholons?
Not boholons, sorry. They're a yellow flower that kill cattle, but sheep are grand with it for some reason. So, yeah, they're unpleasant to pick.
Yeah.
What are they? I can't
So we had a mini side on the Curragh.
No
now,
way.
The Curragh is an expanse of land.
Right.
And when you're come out of a morning at 7:30 and you're looking at that with your little side and your man goes, okay, off you go.
See, I'm going like, oh, fancy Darcy's had a side.
No, I don't. It was a hand side. This is great.
For a very small Grim Reaper.
That would have been small. But those mad, you probably can't work under if you're under 16 anymore, can you? There's probably laws around that, is there?
I think guards will turn a blind eye in certain parts of the country. But no, I really enjoyed doing it. And like I'd set out, I thought like as long as I get further than the other male comedians, I'd be
Bishop.
Happy. Des and Neil and Fred.
Yeah.
Deirdre,
and you did.
Deirdre got to the final.
Yes,
so Deirdre's
yes.
the comedian who did the best out of all of us. But
and did you do the best of the male comedians? You did?
Yeah, yeah. I did.
Six weeks or seven. Yeah, you're on this out in the seventh week.
On the seventh. No, it was no, sure, it was 12 weeks, 13 weeks altogether.
Right.
But I got fitter, I lost weight. And I'd tried everything. Like instead of drinking a pint of Guinness, I'd drink a pint of wine in an evening times, you know. That didn't really help.
Why would you do that? I don't know.
I'm joking, right?
Yeah. What about, because I read there that you actually had panic attacks and you had stage fright.
Yeah, and I'd never suffered, like when you're doing stand-up, it's such a different thing.
And you've done television.
I've done live telly, yeah. You go out to 500 people and, you know, you're grand, you're relaxed, but when it started getting really intense, when it got to the stage where nobody was making any mistakes, I was like, oh, this is too much for me. Yeah, I was having full-on panic attacks on a Saturday and just going blank. You know, like in movies when somebody looks out and they see like the flash bulbs and they see everyone's eyes, it was exactly like that. So I was like, this is too much, Ray. This is too much.
Right.
So I was nearly
You're
delighted.
You're not selling it.
No, I'm not. No. I'm not. I would not encourage you to do it.
I didn't ask, but thank you. Cat Laughs began in 1993.
Wow.
Do the maths.
I'm not going to.
No, it's 30 years old this year.
30. I think I said 30, did I?
Yeah. Kay in a Bammy Kilkenny City. And I remember over the years going down and always high temperatures.
Yeah, it was always good weather.
28 degrees. Yeah.
The only city where you don't panic when you see young lads walking around at Hurley's. You're like, oh, that's they're probably not going to a funeral.
The cast of Cheers, Police Academy, and the voice of Homer Simpson, Dan Castellaneta, were there for the first and best year. There you go.
There we go.
And Bill Murray did it in 1996.
Bill was there. Yeah.
Right. And Ragworth, that's what you're talking about.
Ragworth.
More important than Bill Murray. Bill Murray to Ragworth.
Is this your people texting in, or is this you?
No, no.
You don't need the internet.
No.
You've got a brain trust here.
And they're brilliant because they'll correct you and they'll inform you. And it's brilliant.
Yeah,
as I was saying to Dara Breen earlier on, name dropping, sorry. But it's like radio is like Twitter. You know, so you just put something out there and it comes back right at you. So 3 gigs next Saturday as part of the Cat Laughs Comedy Festival.
That's right.
Will you be talking about, and you have 30 seconds to answer this question, Dancing with the Stars?
I will, I'll definitely touch on it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot to discuss.
There is, yes.
Yeah.
And would you be showing them some of your Paso Doble?
You know, learning dancing on Dancing with Stars is a lot like doing Irish for the Leaving Cert. The next day, it's gone.
Oh, right.
I couldn't cha-cha for you if you asked me to. Ray.
I wasn't going to ask you, but thanks for that. Kevin McGarren, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Raymond.
Yeah, catlaughs.com. Sarah and Cormac are on the way with Drive Time. We are back on Monday at 3:00. Enjoy your weekend.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.